And Alan, I know that you don't teach in the English context, but in terms of the risk takers, what does risk taking look like in an English classroom that's addressing Irish or Northern Irish history?
Yeah, in some ways, it's probably there are challenges to that too. Obviously, the history is less intense for a lot of the young people. They won't have that sort of narrative schematic template that locks them into one position or another. On the other hand, as Tim has said, many of those who become interested in Irish history in England have Irish connections. So there may be an element of that kicking in. I think one of the challenges is when teaching Irish history in England, you're attempting to open up young people to another position that is away from them. You're not dealing with young people who have strong views, but nevertheless, they will view Ireland from a particular perspective. So you're trying, I would think, to challenge that. I suppose part of it too is to actually link Irish history to colonialism. And that's something that I don't think we do very well here. That connection, I think, is very rarely made, but I wonder how far it is made in English schools as well.
And do you have any sense of why that connection isn't made?
I wonder, is it because Irish history, both here and elsewhere, gets compartmentalized? I mean, obviously, from a Republican perspective, Irish history is often interpreted through colonialism. But nevertheless, I'm not sure that that perspective features strongly in school history. We have compartmentalized Irish history too much, and we see it as something separate. And yes, it does present particular challenges, but one of our aims as teachers should also be to put it into perspective. Yes, it's local perspective, but also it's national, international, European perspectives, so that young people can see that it is not something that is unique, that there are parallels and that they can learn from other instances. So, for instance, if you're looking at, say, Bloody Sunday, there should be reference to Amritsar, there should be reference to other actions of the British in other places, so that they can see that this is part of a pattern rather than some sort of unique event perpetrated to a particular people.
Yes, it's a perspective that certainly I wasn't taught when I was studying history at A level in Northern Ireland, and which perhaps has only recently dawned on me that actually, as you say, Alan, this history is not compartmentalized. There's many different trends.